I'd like to get away from my own work and just say a few words mm-hmm. about bioengineering. I'm obviously a big booster of it. It's a field that has exploded in the 30 years that I've been in it. It hardly existed. Well, 40, I guess it's 40 years since I got my PhD almost. Started my PhD. It virtually didn't exist then as a field. And now it's virtually every university in the world wants to have a bioengineering department. I think I could make a living consulting for universities that want to start bioengineering departments. Mm. People are so eager to do that. And that's partly due to the Whitaker Foundation making this vast resource money available and spending it very wisely. They saw an opportunity, and as you may or may not know, they're going out of business in the year 2006. They decided they wanted to make a major impact and not reproduce themselves, but spend all their money over a 25-year period. And it's been a remarkable endeavor, which came around at the time was right, because the applications of Mr. Whitaker saw that the applications of engineering to medicine were going to be enormous. And I think the development of modern technology and computation and optics, imaging, that bioengineering has rightfully, as soon as I say it, positioned front and center in all of biological science. It's attractive to students. One of our problems is we have too many students. And so we don't have enough graduate students because of our limited space mm-hmm. resources. But we have 500 undergraduate students in our undergraduate program. There are 1,100 or 1,200 students in the engineering school at Hopkins. 500 of them are bioengineers. And that's an experience that's happening in places other than here. If you start an undergraduate bioengineering program, it rapidly becomes the largest and best in the university. And the reason for that is that there are a lot of kids out there who want to be engineers, want to be technologically involved, but also want to do things for humanity that involve medicine and biology. And this is the way they can do it. And also, it gives people a chance for a very wide range of career opportunities. Students can go into industry as well as into academic careers. Mm-hmm. Other academic fields have been criticized for producing too many PhDs and just cloning themselves. And I think in bioengineering we're lucky to have the ability to produce students who can do the kinds of things we've done in academics, but also be very hireable mm-hmm. and make a lot of money and big contribution in industry. And industry is becoming a very important part in bioengineering. When I took over as department chairman from Vic 9 years ago, we had $50,000 in industrial support for our research in the department. Dick probably knew more people in industry and had more experience with industry than virtually anybody in biomedical engineering at the time. And I like to refer to myself at that time as a poor country neuroscientist. So this has nothing to do with me, but now we have over $750,000 a year in industrial support, just because the time has come where we see that industry has not only resources, but good people and problems that we like to work on, and industry is beginning to see that they can make a profit, which is their bottom line, by collaborating with academia. Mm-hmm. Bioengineering is really a frontier area for that. So it's a very, very exciting place to be right now. I wish I were 30 years younger, starting out again.